what's good, ain't it? It's real good. I've not found nothing no better. And I just quit looking. I'm not looking for nothing no better. I ought not to be here. I ought to be in hell. And even being saved, I ought not to be here. Are you with me? Boy, I'm blessed. I'm just so blessed. And I love him because he first loved me. You don't understand, friend. I ain't lovable, but he loved me. I ain't fit for nothing, but he's made me fit. I mean, I ain't even a good boy. Been bad all my life, but he's been good. Boy, he's been good. We might all just think about how good he's been. We ain't messed up and we ain't mixed up. We going up one day. I mean, Gentiles, we ought to be in hell, but the good grace of God and the good love of God come down to where I was, a poor old country boy, and seen something nobody else seen. Oh, me, glory to God. Ain't he good? Hallelujah. Ain't he good? I'm saved. I'm going to glory. There ain't one thing I done to get it. He done it all. Hallelujah. It's good stuff, boy. It's good. The older I'm a getting, the better it's a getting. I'm seeing how bad I've been and how good he is. Boy, it's just good. It's a good place to be broke in your heart. Don't ever get over being broke. Just be glad that God softened that old cold, callous, wicked heart. Amen. This is a little taste of heaven. I don't know you and you don't know me, but boy, my spirit's hooking up with you. And when we all get home, we're going to know everybody. There ain't going to be no wondering who he is and what he is. And there ain't going to be no wondering what's going to be happening. It's going to be happening. And we're going to all be right in the middle of it happening. Hallelujah. And I'm going to be getting in on it. You be going to get in on it. We're going to all get in on it. We might as well get in on it a little bit tonight. I mean, just go ahead and get in and get on it. Hallelujah. Amen. It's good stuff, neighbor. I'm glad not to be messed up. We got these young'uns all over the building. Man, I want to raise mine around old-time religion. That old man of God, Lester Roloff, that about charged me up. You hear me? Them old men of God, some of you might know Brother Berman Cape. He went on home to be with the Lord Friday. Boy, I want to step in here behind some of these old men of God and carry that old mantle, don't y'all? Honored. I'd have to step down to be the president. That's right. We'd have to step down. I am an ambassador of the Lord Jesus. And I report to you tonight, I'm carrying the best book that's ever been wrote. the good Holy Ghost that lives in my heart, that is my guide. He's never led me wrong. He's never ever deterred. He's ever carried me on. Kept me from the damage of the wreck. Kept me from the protection of the storm. Ever detour, He's ever carried me and you on. It's been to protect us tonight. I'm just one of His. It's good, ain't it? They ain't nothing no better than what we're doing tonight. The caliber of your knowledge and your job don't even measure up. Nothing no better. I know God is omnipotent, and I know He's everywhere, but I also believe He's a God of position. And I'm glad I'm in the right place, doing the right thing. I'd ask you to stand with me if all possible, if you're physically able. And if you're not, that'll be fine. Go to John 14. And when you hear the text, don't turn me off. If you've been in church any length of time, you've heard John 14. But I can't get away from it tonight. I'm glad my family's with me, my bride, my boy and my daughter. Got some church members. I appreciate them being here. But it sure is good that He's here. I understand it ain't based on feeling, but I'm glad what I got I can feel. When we pulled up on the property, I felt it. Amen. I may be crazy, but I pray when they drive down 140 and look at our sign, they get under conviction. And I pray them saints drive by and say, boy, I can feel a little something on that. Amen. That's the power of God. Appreciate Brother McNeese being here. And some of his young'uns, very dear to our heart. Boy, I'm glad for God's men that'll be your friends. I appreciate God's men being our friend. You in John 14, if you are, let me hear a good amen. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled. Anybody got any heart trouble? Has anybody looked in the mirror and said, I don't know how much more I can take? I mean, there's so much trouble. There's so much heartache. I just don't know how much more I can take, Lord. Well, I'm glad I don't have answers tonight, Brother Pastor, but I got some anchors. Hallelujah. I ain't got answers, but I got some anchors. And if you get a hold of them anchors, you ain't looking for an answer because your answer's in the anchor. Boy, somebody might ought to write that down. That's pretty good, ain't it? I need an answer. It's in your anchor, friend. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. Hallelujah. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You may be seated. Father, I'm going to need a whole lot of help tonight. I'm going to need you to breathe upon me to feed your sheep. And Lord, there's some lambs in here tonight. Lord, there's some mature sheep, but there's some little old baby lambs in here tonight that need to be fed from heaven. I need you to help me to feed the lamb and the sheep. God, I pray you'd get on me. We'll not glory in ourselves, but we'll glory in you. Lord, let the sinner walk an aisle and be saved. Let the saint of God be stirred and realize that everything's going to be all right. That weary pilgrim, that lonely pilgrim, that discouraged soul, I pray you'd help them. Stir, oh God, stir in our hearts tonight. Help us in Jesus' name, we pray. All that God's people said. If the Lord will help me tonight, I want to preach out of these verses on this little thought. Is it really true? Can I really believe this? Can I really believe this? How many of you has ever heard something so good you said there ain't no way that can be true? I've said it, that is too good to be true. That there ain't no way that can be right because that is impossible. I want to say, can I really believe what I read? Is it really true that we gathered here tonight? And is our faith really right? Is our fundamentals really right? Is our future really settled and secure? I believe if you will hang on, when we get to the end of this thing, we're going, I want to help build your faith tonight. I ain't been in this thing many years, but what I have been in it, I have had some days of doubt. I ain't trying to put no darkness on you or depress you, but I have had days that I drove down them old country roads and said, God, are you really out there? I'm not trying to preach a sad story, but I do want to display the truth in practical preaching. The hours of darkness, and when I say this word, don't run off and lose me, but depression is really real. I understand the devil and the world has took that depressing word and they've destroyed and every little thing, we're depressed. I want to tell you, they some real depressed people. There's some real depression in the people of God. And I want to say thank God for doctors and their knowledge. Somebody help me. Oh, but I want to say when you get the doctor down the road and then you get the doctor down at the house. Somebody help me. Oh, when you get them two doctors together, it's amazing how much relief you can get with this thing of depression. It's real. It's evident. Somebody said, preacher, don't preach it. Everybody I've ever read about in this old black Bible, this old red Bible I'm a preacher, they know something about darkness. They know something about discouragement. They know something about defeat. They know something about doubt. They know something about depression. Oh, but glory to God. I read a passage where every one of them experienced something called deliverance. Hallelujah. I read where God delivered them, where God brought them up and give them a ray of hope in the midnight hour, where God give them a song when they had no song, where God give them a step where they had no walk. I want to say, yes, it's true, glory to God. There is heaven. There is a heaven. There is a heaven. And glory to God. I'm going there. Glory to God. my home. Amen. That's why I preach like I preach. I'm a going home, friend. I'm a pilgrim passing through. Well, glory to God. I'm a country boy headed to a city. Hallelujah. While I build and make the foundation, the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. I'm going home. Whoa! Neighbor, don't shout like that. It's loud either way you go. They're screaming in hell, begging God for grace, but there's none. They shouting in heaven, thanking God for the grace. Honey, it's going to be loud either way you go. I'm going to just shout on, glory to God. Amen. 10 days. I've been in 7 different funerals. Hits and spells, preacher man. We've had 4 right in the realms of the church family. And it even got on down to our family. They are dying all the time. But as we lowered them down in the grave, there's a groundbreaking going to take place one day. Don't let that make you nervous, friend. We're going home. I'm going to try to preach about it if I can get over in there. I know Jesus preached a lot about hell and judgment and sin and separation. I know all that. But boy, I'm glad he didn't leave this out. Never now and then, I believe he about had all he could take. He done went down by the well over yonder the long way around from where he was going. And he sat down because there's going to be a little old woman. Hallelujah. That nobody had any dealings with. Just an old tramp. Just an old sinner. Well, just an old dog is what my Bible referred to us Gentiles as. She wasn't one of them bulls. Them was Jews. You study them and say, if I ain't right. And she come down and she met Jesus. Amen. I never been on the other side of the track. But it took as much God and as much blood to save this old church boy as it did the vilest, wretched, ungodly sinner ever breathed God's air. I want to say, had it not been for the blood, had it not been for the Lamb of God, every last one of us would die and go to hell. The ground's level at Calvary, and God died for all men. God died in spite of their sin. He done paid for their sin. And they can be saved. Amen. And so God help us to be careful when we look at that old sinner. Come in. Oh boy, come to church. Hired, died. Hose all in his ears. Rough old cat. And had one of them real good Baptists. Say, what you gonna do about that preacher? I said, I'm gonna love him. I know to watch him. I know to keep my, that's a pastor's job. Somebody holler amen. And I got to watching him, and I got to watching him hold on to that pew real tight when the choir gets singing. It'd be people get to running out. He'd get to watching them. He got real nervous. This stuff's contagious, friend. He done barreled up and gotten old, and I said, son, what do you need? He said, I need God to save me, but he said, I've been too mean. He said, I need God to save me, he said, but I've been too bad. I said, boy, you prime for the picking, amen. He said, I'm going to hell, and God, I don't believe, can do anything because I'm destined for hell. Boy, we opened that Bible and got to showing him how good God is and how much the love of God is. He got born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, and still amazed that God would take somebody like him. Well, get on board with me. I ain't never been where he's been, but I'm amazed that God would take somebody like me and birth me into the family of God. Save my old ever-loving dying soul out of hell. I want to say thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, that you saved an old sinner like me. Don't ever get over it, friend. Amen. Please don't ever get over it. He saved us. And I'm going to just preach a little bit about our home. Heaven. Heaven. Is it really real? Hey, some of these old boys getting so smart now. I was down there not too long ago. One of them said, "Do you really believe the streets are literal gold?" I said, "Oh, yeah." He said, "You really believe that?" I said, "Oh, yeah." He said, "You really believe that there ain't going to be no need for the sun or moon there because of him? You really believe that?" I said, "Oh, yeah." Hem me up and say, "Can you comprehend that?" "No, I can't comprehend it. I can't. But do I believe it?" "Oh, yeah." "Oh, I believe it, neighbor. And I'm going to see it one day for my own self. I'm looking through the eyes of faith, but my faith's going to end inside. And I'm going to see him for the first time. Heaven." Friend, you better believe it's real. Somebody said, "What about heaven?" It's really my home. It's really my home. But we ain't got much down here. But look. Ooh. Look, I can't take no more. Pressure's about to kill me. Stress is about to kill me. My heart's about to blow up. My family life has got me turned upside down. My boy and my girl, they've gone out in that far country. My marriage, it's about turned upside down. Somebody said, "How? What am I going to do?" I want you to get a hold of something, honey. We're headed home. We're headed home. Don't lay down. Don't walk out. Don't quit praying. My old sainted grandma was down at her gravesite the other day making sure everything was all right. I heard her pray. I heard her testify. She prayed over 40 years for my old drunkard grandpa to get saved. He's just an old rail worker. Wore them old overhauls, them old striped ones that old railroad had. He had drank like I'm talking about just old bad drug. But I'm glad, glory to God, 40 years of praying. 13 years before he died. I was sitting in the living room of our house one Saturday night. Old grandpa come knocking on the door. Eyes bloodshot, tears running down his cheek. He said, "Shorty, I got something to tell you." Whoa! He said, "I just got saved. I just got saved." He said, "Little Red, he said, you ain't got to pray Papa get saved no more. He said, you just pray Papa lives for God." 13 wonderful years. He never drunk another drop. And he shouted, "I'm a change again," because he got born again. So don't give up. Don't give up. It's really our home. We're confident of that, I say, because willing to be absent from the body to be present with the Lord. I'm a going home. I'm a going home. Heaven, my home. I just ain't got real nothing real deep and theological, but I just won't brag on my home. What about my home? There'll be no harm there. Anybody ever had any harm? Anybody in here ever been hurt? Huh? I mean, anybody just been crushed? And you couldn't tell nobody how bad you hurt? Now, I'm just gonna get down in here right real quick where we all live. Can we take a test to just really how spiritual we are? I don't even want to tell you everything I've thought about today. Boy, I don't even want to tell nobody. Man, we've been in the glory. We didn't get out of church till late. We was running. I was directing traffic. There's a shout and people getting right. We had some shouted for the first time. I helped them. You hear me? I mean, we had two of them take a victory lap. I helped them too, glory to God. I'm old time. But boy, in the midst of the glory and praying, I still don't want you to know everything I've thought about today. How about you? Man, I mean, get down and say, Our Father, Lord Jesus, I just want to come to you and seven hellhounds crawl on your mind. Try to harm you. Try to hurt you. Is anybody with me? Try to hinder you. You know who my greatest enemy is? It's me. That old boy I shave every morning. That old boy I see in the mirror throughout the day. That's my trouble. Boy, I ain't got no trouble with nobody else. I got enough of my own to keep me beat down. I've had to learn that the hard way, man of God. Boy, I used to think, boy, they my trouble. And I'd try to go and pick that. Boy, I'm my trouble. Hey, some of you sitting in here, I just let me have your imagination with this thought. They, some of you that the Holy Ghost had to push in here on a stretcher. And you ain't even holding your head up. You're just looking down across your cheekbone because you so hurt and you so harmed. Life has throwed you such a curveball. Devil's just tried to kill you. I want to tell you, child of God, you can hold your head up tonight because where we're going, there ain't going to be no more harm. I want to use this little old phrase after Paul and them had shipwreck. No, Paul was the prisoner. And they all got over there and they was going to commit to killing themselves. And old Paul said, hey, do thyself no harm. He said, for we all are here. Can I report to the church, the body of Christ, do thyself no harm, for we soon shall reach the shore. We soon shall be there. And I want to say, what a day, what a day when the Lord steps out and says, we're all here. Hallelujah. They're all there. They cannot crown him till I get there. And when we're all there, they'll crown him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So hold on, friend. Is this really true about heaven? Sure it is. Has anybody dealt with hate? Huh? Does anybody deal with hate? Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, and neither give place unto the devil. Hey, some things we ought to hate. But I'm just going to get real honest and blunt with you. Them things that I ought to hate, I struggle with hating them. I deal with that other kind of hate sometimes. I mean, I'm just old plain. I'm a rough cut piece of board. I hate suits and ties. I wouldn't have it on if God didn't. Boy, if I get there and I just feel like he's making me wear this, I mean, I'm going to be upset. Come on now. I done saw a pair of Liberties. Mine's folded up in the backpack and I'm fixing to put them on, friend. Somebody said, you countries, why are you wearing them? No, it's the only thing I can wear. Putting britches on me is like trying to put britches on a funnel. It just don't work. Amen. I'm sorry about that. I told you I was going to get real honest with you. I can't help it. I was born this way. Now deal with that thing, hate. And God has to get a hold of him and say, boy, you can't be doing that. Boy, you can't be looking like that. You can't be living like that. You can't be feeling that. Boy, ain't it going to be good. We're going to have to deal with no hate. That old flesh is going to be done away with. Can I really believe this? Yes, sir. Oh, David said, all that hate me whisper together against me. I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of that old hate I won't deal with. I've done started about 7 churches in Floyd County out of 1. Are you in me? I mean, I love preachers, but they come in and say to get filled with God and then take 4 families with them and go start them a church. Now, I ain't going to be honest with you. I ain't for that. I'm against it. And they've all about failed in the first year and they're all out of the will of God. And I deal with hurt and hate. And then they whisper. I know I'm not trying to be spiritual, but yet I am a spiritual man. Somebody help me. You ain't trying to be spiritual, but yet you're a spiritual individual. Somebody help me. I'm glad to be hooked up with the spirit world. I'm not yet graduated of spirituality, but I'm trying to be a spiritual man. And he said to them, whisper together against me. He said, them that hate me. He said, they against me to do, they devise my hurt. I ain't but 35, ain't preached but 20 years, but I found out, brother preacher man, that a lot of my hurt, if I ain't careful, will turn into hate. And if you ain't got nothing to pray for, you pray for this old preacher that his hurt don't turn into hate. But when I get to fighting that real hard, I get to thinking about going home and it helps my heart. Ain't going to be no hate there. Is it really true about heaven? Sure it is. Concerning heaven, my home, no harm, no hate. Number 2, is it really true concerning about my health? There's some of you in here pretty sick, I'd say. I don't know you. You don't know me, but I'd say there's some of you in here pretty sick. I got a little old deacon's wife. The doctors has given her 9 more treatments and she's done took one of them. She's got 8 more treatments left. And the doctors just said after that, said that's all we can do. And she's the best lady I got. She's my deacon's wife in her mid-50s. Been a fighting cancer for years, and brother preacher, you'd never know she's even sick. She walks in every time a door is open. She sings and she shouts. And 90% of the church that didn't even know she was ever sick until it come out. And the doctors just give her a bad report, but she stood up this morning. And she said, I want y'all to know that I'm a-claiming God to heal me because He said He's able. Hallelujah. Boy, if a doctor should just give me a little while to live, I don't know how I'd be. That spirit of grace that had to take over. But tears come down her face and she said, I'm a winner either way. If I go or if I stay. Hallelujah to God. I want to say there's some of you in here. The doctors may have done all they can do, but there is a God. Hallelujah, there'll be no more sickness in heaven. Glory to God. Half of this body that going down the tubes in the glory world, there'll be no sickness, there'll be no cancer, and I'm going to shout glory for that tonight. John 11:4 said when Jesus had heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. I had some of them say, well, preacher, if that's the case, God will heal them all and we'll live forever. I said, we need to read that in its full application. After she said all she said, I got good news. I'm never going to die. Hallelujah. I'm just going to be promoted. The sting of death has been took away from the child of God. Somebody said, what about my health? There ain't been no sickness. Oh, Deuteronomy said the Lord will take away from thee all sickness. And He will one day.
In our home. In our home. Anybody got any sorrow? You know what sorrow will do to your health? It'll devour you. My grandma grieved herself to death. Just full of sorrow. Just hurt. Hey, some of you hurting tonight. Oh, Lamentation said, I'm as a man filled with broken teeth. Anybody feel that way? Boy, just sorrow everywhere you look. Just sorrow. I want to tell you something. There ain't going to be none of that in heaven. I just won't tell you. There ain't going to be none. Somebody said, preacher, I've heard that all my life. Just let me ring it again one more time. Who? Old man of God got up here not too long ago. And the pastor got him up in full respect and said, please, sir, give us some of your wisdom. He is approaching death. And they helped the older man of God up on the platform. And I was there. Boy, I just know that I was fixing to hear something from that man that would just absolutely tear me up. And it did, but I didn't hear what I thought I'd hear. They held him up and his old arms was a-jerking. And the pulpit began to jerk a little bit. And tears began to drip off his face. And he said, Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. He said, little ones to him belong. He said, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. He backed off that pulpit and sat down. And for the next hour and a half to 2 hours, we laid on the floor and wept. I'm going to tell you, let's don't ever get over that. That sorrow you're facing and your life's filled with, and it's creating problems in your health. I'm going to tell you, heaven's going to fix it all one day. Psalm 30 and 5, weeping may endure for a night, but joy has come to morning. Isaiah 14 and 3. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow. That's an anchor right there. I'm going to have rest from it. Ain't going to be no separation. Ain't going to be no dying in heaven. Ain't that good? I want to close with my third little thought tonight, not bore you. Is it really true concerning heaven? About my home? It is. About my health? It is. Number three, is it really true about my happiness? I've been raised around them old time preachers, and I wouldn't trade nothing for my heritage. I wouldn't, friend. But I'm going to tell you, I had a lot more law, and please, I'm just being honest, I had a lot more law and I had grace. Don't get mad at me. I wouldn't take nothing for my heritage. Boy, I appreciate it. But I want to say, if we're not careful on all of our young folks, and God's got me preaching to hundreds of them throughout the year, and everybody's trying to get up and hang them over the charred walls and beat them up, I'm going to tell you something, all of them ain't gone bad. Somebody needs to throw a little grace in over there that when they've messed up, there's a thing called grace. Somebody help me. And then they'll say, well, if you've ever messed up, God will never use you. If that's the case, say, wouldn't a nigh one of us be used? He without sin, let him cast the first stone. I may have not messed up like you messed up, but I messed up along the way enough, God ought to put me in hell. But the grace of God and the mercy of God and the love of Jesus is bestowed richly upon this old young boy. They say if they've ever done certain things, God cannot use them. Please, young people, don't believe that. 1 John 1:9. That ain't even in the message, but it's in the Bible. If you'd confess your sins, He's faithful and just to forgive your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. I may leave the building here in a minute. Somebody needs to give them a shovel full of grace.
and let them know that the God of Abraham is still the God of today. Hallelujah. Oh, me. I understand grace sets you free. And I understand there's a lot of boys misusing grace. But we better find the balance. And I understand God's called us unto holiness, not happiness. But we can be happy. I don't want to confuse nobody. But I just have to tell you how I feel. You're looking at the happiest man living. You with me? I mean, I'm so happy I can't stand myself sometimes. I mean, my dog run a deer for 3.5 hours and I was happy about it. That ain't right. I said, at least I got one barking. I said, yours ain't said nothing all night, but mine made a light and a holler up. And he said, preacher, how can you be so happy? When I went to catch him, I got real mad, though. Don't blame me, ask my boy. Don't you turn me in, neighbor. Reach out and touch him with that Tritronics. Shock him good, neighbor. Now, I understand we're all happy at times. But have you ever noticed a second that your life is filled with so much happiness, the next second you can be the most miserablest individual living? Pastor, is it all right if I get somebody to play soft? Could I get the good pianist to play soft? I'm going to let her play while I talk just a minute. Happiness can be stripped from you so sudden that you go from everything being so right till you feel like everything is so wrong. There ain't going to be none of that in heaven. I want to say, Exodus 15:11 said, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praise and doing wonders? I want to say, when God, in the midst of you being so happy and it's just gone, I want to say God is doing wonders for you. Even though your heart is filled with grief, when you get through that thing, you're going to turn back and see how God just took and led you right through it. He's doing wonders for you. You see, all you and I can see is this little. But God can see the whole. You and I can only focus on what is present. God is focusing on what is the whole. And so when your days is filled with grief and sorrow, don't be so deprived and so defeated, because that happiness is going to become so holy when we all get home. Watch this. Don't nothing hinder my happiness. David said, God hath spoken it in His holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and meet out the valley of Sodom. I want to tell you, God, He's not a liar. He said, but my God shall supply all your needs. It may not be met like we think it ought to be, but I'm telling you, God's going to meet it. There's some of you here tonight, you can't even tell what's hindering you and what's hindering your happiness. But I want to tell you, God knows about it. Isaiah 35:8, listen what those prophets said. He said, and an highway shall be there, and a way. And He said, it shall be called the way of holiness. He said, the unclean shall not pass over it. Watch this. But it shall be for those of the wayfaring men. Though fools shall not err therein. I want you to understand something. It's really going to take place one day. I don't know how much more I can take. Saint of God, there's going to be an hour take place
We'll never deal with no more of this old hurt, hindrance, and sorrow, and separation. Our happiness will never be destroyed. And I don't want to preach it wrong. I know happiness comes from a lot of material things. But I am going to tell you, I've experienced true happiness when I've done right spiritually. I'm not trying to build up an issue of pride in our heart, but when you've conquered something and it was wrong and you wanted to do it and it was so wrong, but when you conquered it and didn't do it, and that joy come down in your soul, it made you happy. And you realize that, hey, we are winners and that I am more than conquerors. Can I really believe this? Here's how I think. Is it odd if I give the invitation? I don't want to overstep my bounds. There's some saints of God in here that's pillars, but you got a life full of sorrow. I just want to tell you and help build your faith up. It's all going to be took care of in the morning. They ought to be some prayers of thanksgiving prayed tonight, and then they might ought to be some prayers of surrender. Might ought to be some prayers of salvation tonight. They could be some prayers of forgiveness. God ain't never done me wrong. Would you stand, heads bowed, eyes closed? Would you?